We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Okay, relationship question for Group Therapy today from Jaleesa in Atlanta. Hey, Jaleesa.
Well, good morning, Jen. How are you today?
Good. Okay, so tell us, we've all circled everybody up. We're here to help for Group Therapy. What's going on?
Okay, I wanted to get your advice because I'm a very religious person and I was born into a religious family. And even during the pandemic, I still do virtual church like twice a week. But I've been seeing this guy for about a month now. And he is, what can I say, like diet Jesus is the best way that I can describe him. I mean, he's not a member of a church, but he'll go for, you know, like, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter with his family. And I just needed to know, how can I get him more invested in church?
Okay. All right.
Before we continue on, first of all, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being a friend. But, like, why us? Why Jen and Friends do you need our advice? Because while we have our own religion, we don't talk a lot about religion on the show.
I understand that. I know. I mean, I would go to a Christian station, but you guys are like more like him. You all are very Jesus-like as well.
Jesus-like.
Jesus-like. Okay. Plus, he listens to your show, so I feel like this is a great spot to find direction because he really likes y'all. He listens like every day.
Okay. So you want to know how to make him more religious?
Yes.
Okay, so I wonder if any of our friends listening can help out. 51539 is the text line. And 404-263-0941. So what is it that you like about this guy, other than the fact that he needs more church in his life? Like, what is working in the relationship?
Oh, everything's working. He's pretty awesome. First of all, he's super hot, like, double take, break your neck kind of cute. And, you know.
Church man hot.
Yeah. And I also came to you guys because, you know, it's a relationship station, but he's a senior manager for this financial investment firm. He was in a long-term relationship, but that was a few years ago. No kids, never married. And so he has all these great things going for him. And I just need to know that he has, you know, God in his life, you know, because everything else is working.
Okay.
So other than religion, everything else is going well in your relationship?
I mean, yeah, it's great. We text and talk like every day, multiple times a day. We have fun. We laugh. It's easy to get along with him because, you know, he's a super cool guy. And I trust him, but I need him to get his God on. I don't need him to be, you know, diet Jesus. I don't need him to be Jesus light. I need him to, like, know God so that, you know, I don't know.
We need to up his Jesus factor. This is so funny.
Yes, absolutely. Up his God game.
I feel like we have like a new brand of cola. Diet Jesus and Jesus light. Only available on Sundays. Well, so you seem very happy and comfortable in this relationship, but, you know, let's go long term. Do you see yourself marrying this guy?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. He's a top contender, you know. I would definitely be interested in marrying him, but I just need him to get more comfortable with his faith. You know what I mean? Because for us to get married and stuff, he would have to become the spiritual leader of our family.
Oh, wow.
And so he has to up his God game. So, you know, to lead our family, he has to be following Christ.
Okay. This is so funny. Okay, so I guess our question for Group Therapy is, how do you help him up his God game? Or is that something
yes.
that a person has to do on their own, right? I am laughing at this Jesus light thing. Okay, so can you make a man go from Jesus light to full go God? Is that basically what we're asking?
When you're feeling a little heavy in your religion, maybe try Diet Jesus. Get your religion on without all the carbs.
Okay, so can you help Jaleesa in Atlanta this morning? Group therapy will continue coming up next on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Amber in Woodstock is here to offer some advice. So, Amber, can Jaleesa get this man to up his God game?
So, I mean, I think me and my husband always have put God first in our life, and our relationship is amazing. And the thing is that I don't think you can push someone to have the same relationship with God that you do, because it does take time. I feel like, you know, I may not have been in the same place as my husband at the beginning of our relationship, but watching him flow, watch him be so in love with his life and put all of everything into God and just trust him with everything made me realize that that's what you have to do. And so, like, over time, my relationship is amazing, but you can't force someone to have that relationship.
That's great advice. Thank you so much for the call, Amber. Okay, Jaleesa, if somebody's just now jumping into the conversation, can you give them a little quick recap on what advice you're looking for today?
So I am dating this guy that I really like. The relationship is going very well. The only thing is that I would like for him to get more connected to God. You know, and, you know, he's not a member of a church or anything, and I just want to know, how can I help encourage him to, you know, get to learn, you know more about Jesus so that, you know, we can really move forward together.
And Jaleesa said she came to us because we're more like Jesus light, like him.
Yes.
Diet Jesus.
Diet Jesus.
Okay. Kenisha in College Park is here to help. Hey, Kenisha.
All I can say is when it comes to religion and faith and things of that nature, you can't force anyone to have a stronger faith. Their faith depends on their relationship, the personal relationship with Jesus, and you can't force it. If he's uncomfortable or if he's not as comfortable as you, the only thing that you can do is continue to keep him in prayer and just ask God to guide him a little better, but you can't force it.
Great
because
advice.
That's between him and God.
Great advice. Thanks so much, Kenisha. All right, Tiffany in Hall County is here. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, kind of along the same lines as what everybody else is saying, but let it happen naturally. You know, you do lead by example. I totally understand where you're coming from. Just, you know, in my relationship with my husband, it's kind of the same way, but I wasn't in the same position either. You know, it was in my own time. It isn't always just about the church. I think it maybe happened like in your home first or like in his home first and then go to the church. And it might happen naturally that way.
Great call, Tiffany. Thanks so much. All right, Mark, what's coming in on the text line? 51539. I see a lot of guidance there.
Yeah, religion is not a factor when loving someone. You can't change someone. You love them for them. And this in from the 404, great idea. You can't force it, but you can help it along. Maybe after COVID, she could put him in a men's group around other men who are religious so he can have better understanding and influence.
Okay. Michelle in Hiram is here. Michelle, what do you say?
You got to live it. You can't walk the walk you can't talk the talk without walking the walk. I met my current husband. He was an agnostic. He had no beliefs at all. And he just seen the love of God and seen the love, you know, the passion that I have and the joy that I have living, and he wanted a piece of it.
I love it. I love it, Michelle. All right, now what are you doing listening to the Jesus Light Station? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so happy you're
here. I love it. I love it.
Did you laugh when she called us Jesus Light or Diet Jesus? Whatever she called us was so funny.
I did. Laughed out loud. Thought it was so precious. So funny. I love that you guys seen the humor in it.
And I love your advice just to live it out in front of him and he will see. That's awesome.
Exactly right. Yep, you gotta walk the walk, girl.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the call, Michelle. All right, Mark, any other last bits of advice coming in on the text line this morning?
Yeah, Jason said it is possible he could have his own personal relationship with Jesus mm-hmm. and also be a great father and husband all at the same time. And then also just a shout out to Amanda in Fayetteville said, thank you guys for talking about Jesus and Diet Jesus on a secular radio station. Man, we're going to cover it all.
So, Curtis, what do you think? Would you be able to date somebody who was on a different spiritual path than you? Because I know you're a pretty spiritual guy. I know you, you know, pray before every meal mm-hmm. That we've ever been out to have together.
Right.
What do you think?
But that's my relationship with God, and I'm not going to push my relationship with God to anyone else. But I'll mm-hmm. tell you one thing. I'm not dating a devil worshiper. I'll date anything but it sounds like this lady, if she wants high octane, full body, caffeinated Starbucks brand, Pike Place Jesus, then let her have her cup of venti Jesus. But the thing is, she's got to pray up on that thing. You know, she's yeah. just got to pray about it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, well.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.